Foxton Readers Level 1. The Emperor and the Nightingale by Hans Christian Andersen. Retold by Jane Richards. Read by James Brown. Copyright Foxton Books, 2022. Chapter 1. The Emperor of China lived in a very beautiful palace. The palace was white, yellow, and silver, and it was the best palace in the world. The emperor's garden was better than the palace. The garden had little white and silver flowers, and bigger yellow, red, and blue flowers. It had small green and blue trees, and bigger red and orange trees. There was water in the garden, and a river, and it was the biggest garden in the world. Many people worked in the garden. "I love working in our beautiful garden," said one girl. "Yes," said her friend, the little kitchen maid. "But how big is the garden?" "I don't know, but I think it's the biggest garden in the world." The little kitchen maid lived in the palace. Every week she visited her mother. She walked there quickly. But one week the kitchen maid thought, "How big is the emperor's garden? I want to know." And she didn't walk quickly to her mother's house. She walked into the garden to see how big it was. She walked and walked in the flower garden with the little white and silver flowers. Then she came to the bigger yellow, red, and blue flowers. "It's so beautiful," she thought. Then she saw the small green and blue trees, and she walked and walked some more. Then she came to the bigger red and orange trees. "It's so big," she thought. The little kitchen maid walked all day, and she came to the water. There were fishes in the river, and at the very end of the garden she came to the sea. The sea was blue, and the sky was dark. "I think this is the biggest garden in the world," thought the little kitchen maid. She looked at the sea, the sky, and the trees. And then, in the night, the little girl heard a bird. The bird was a nightingale, and it sang a beautiful song. The little kitchen maid stopped. She sat down under a tree, and she listened. "That is the best singing in the world," she thought. The little kitchen maid didn't want to go to her mother's house. She wanted to listen to the nightingale's song all night, but she couldn't. She got up and walked to her mother's house and told her about the nightingale. The Emperor of China didn't know about the nightingale in his garden. His palace and garden were famous, and people travelled there from every country in the world. He listened to these people. "What a beautiful palace," they said. "I think this is the best garden in the world," they said. The emperor was very happy. "And listen to the nightingale," the people said. "What beautiful singing! This nightingale is better than anything." But the emperor didn't hear them. He was asleep. The people went back to their countries and told their friends about the Emperor of China's palace and his garden. Some of the people heard the nightingale sing, and they told their friends about the little grey bird in the garden. A man in Japan wrote a book about the Emperor of China's palace, his garden, and the nightingale's song. One day, the Emperor of Japan sent this book to the Emperor of China. The Emperor of China read the book and learned about the nightingale. "I know my palace is beautiful," he thought, "and I know my garden is the biggest and best in the world, but I didn't know about the nightingale. Where is it? I want to hear this little bird sing." The Emperor of China called his servant and said, "I read about the nightingale in this book. It's a little grey bird and it sings very beautifully. It lives in my garden. Find it for me." The Emperor's servant didn't know about the nightingale. "I never heard this bird sing in your garden," he said. "I don't think there is a nightingale in your garden." "There is a nightingale," said the Emperor. I read about it in the book from the Emperor of Japan. You must find it for me.